welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, that's what you got to say. Should we try it again?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, that sounds really good. All right. Hey, welcome to the Lesser Known Unreal Animals podcast, where we use story cubes to tell a story about a completely made up animal. And it's a completely made up story as well, isn't it, Ruby?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got some new toys to play with, and they include some sound effects, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Ooh, sounds like an angel.
It does. Okay, what about this one?
Sounds like when you're at a comedy night.
Ah, yes, it does. And what about this one?
That sounds like
that's definitely the sound of it.
Like when you get something wrong.
All right. So this week we're going to talk about the porculasis.
What's a porculasis?
It's a marine porcupine.
Porcupine?
Do you know what a porcupine is?
It's a like a little creature with four legs and had spikes on its back.
That's right. Well, this one lives underwater, and for paws, it has flippers so it can swing.
Ooh.
It's called a porculasis. Very rare and very hard to spot. Now, I've poured the story cubes into a cup. Shall we shake them up and tip them out?
Yep.
All right. You know what to say.
Let your imagination run wild.
All right, we've poured them out.
So we've got a card, we've got sheep, we've got a bee, like an angry bee. We've got, looks like someone sleeping.
Okay.
We've got a frowny, shush, scared face.
Yep.
We've got a weight. What do you call it?
Yeah, scales.
A scale. You got a scale. We have a flower.
Okay.
We have somebody hiding from their shadow, and we have a smile face, the opposite of that one.
Right. Okay. Well, we all know that one of the hardest things to do sometimes is when you're wound up at nighttime is getting to sleep.
Yeah.
Can you relate, Ruby?
Yes.
Okay. And so what do you usually count to help you get to sleep?
Sheep. You said sheep, not sleep.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah, you count sheep to go to sleep.
Instead of you sheep. Well, that's what underwater porcupines call it. They call it sheep instead of sleep.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
So if I went down to a porculasis's lair and said, I need to go to sheep, they'll know exactly what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So to go to sleep, we need to count sheep. But if you're underwater, then you need to know that when you say sheep, what you're really meaning is that you want to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me a story.
Well, porculation?
Porculasis.
Porculasis. This, well, once there was a little girl named Olivia, and Olivia was going down into the bottom of the sea, but Olivia was a shy little girl because she was always turning her back because she always thought there was a monster behind her.
Okay, so why is suddenly Olivia, who's scared of her own shadow, going to the bottom of the ocean? That sounds like a pretty scary thing to do.
Well, it's because the rest of her family have been pushing her and pushing her, and she can only get some sheep if she goes to the bottom of the sea.
Right.
So Olivia really wants some sheep. So
we're using porculasis language here.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Which, of course, sheep means sleep.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
So
she's going to go to the bottom of the ocean, find some porculasis and get some sheep.
Yeah, huh? Anywho, when she gets down there...
Can you tell me a bit about the shadow?
Well, she thinks the shadow kind of looks like a big monster.
Really?
Yeah.
That's no good at all. Okay. So what kind of craft is she going in to go to the bottom of the ocean?
Well, she's going on a bee submarine. It's like bee shape.
Oh, a yellow and black submarine. Yeah. One might say a yellow submarine.
Uh-huh.
We all live in the yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Not know that song?
I know it, but I don't know all of it. In year one, we used to sing it sometimes.
Right. Okay. It was a year one song. What are you in now?
Year three.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay, so they're in the Bumblebee submarine and Olivia is going to the bottom of the ocean to get some sheep, which of course is code word for sleep.
And then when she goes to the bottom of the sea, she can smell all flowers.
Oh, delightful. Flowers in the yellow submarine. They must be fairly pungent flowers.
No, she's gone out and she smelled flowers.
Right, and of course, if you smell flowers, then you know that you're near a Porculacus lair if you're at the bottom of the ocean. Because typically you wouldn't be able to smell flowers. But of course, everybody knows that Porculacus really like to grow flowers out the front of their houses at the bottom of the ocean. Mm-hmm. They're pretty pungent flowers that you can smell them underwater.
Uh-huh.
Right, okay. So she smells the flowers, which means that she's close to the Porculacus lair. What happens next?
Well, next some guards stop her to be weighed because she has to get weighed to come in. If you are 1 pound and under, then you cannot come in. Because everybody knows that Porculacus are about 2 pounds.
Right. So if you're under a pound, which nobody's under a pound, they're basically then just really nice and open to everybody coming in.
Yeah, I suppose. But you also have to pay your money and that has to weigh a pound too.
Ah, okay. So you have to use your Visa card.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, so she gets weighed. She uses her Visa card. I can't believe that the Porculacus charged her for entry. I mean, she did come down in a yellow submarine, which aren't cheap. And then what happens?
Well, and then she comes in and starts to smile the biggest smile she's ever smiled.
I feel like you just said that so you could use up the last story cube. She's obviously smiling because she knows she's about to get some sleep. I mean, sheep. All right. Well, that's a story about Olivia and her submarine, brought to you by Story Cubes and Duncan and...
Ruby.
We'll see you again next week.
Bye.